nerderotic.com.
I really want to like The Odyssey. I really, really do.
I do too.
I am nervous.
Every great director has their movie. Every single one that ain't great.
What's Kubrick's? Who would you pick?
I don't know if Kubrick has one. He would be like the exception. What's Kubrick's worst movie?
The faked moon landing.
It's his best.
It's one of his best. Yeah. I just like the themes in that.
Yeah, thematically.
Great. Yeah, Tenet might have been that one already. Okay, that's a good point. So he has another one.
Fucking Dark Knight Rises. Chris, shit.
Chris Nolan, like, not all of his movies are good. Like, half his movies are good.
He is a mixed bag already. So, yeah, unfortunately, we are due for a miss from him. Sorry.
I'm not an Interstellar fan. Sorry, good Jeremy. But I just found Interstellar incredibly boring.
That's the nice thing you could say about it. It's an extremely stupid movie.
What? No, no, no.
No offense to anyone listening. The fact that everyone's takeaway from that movie is
drinks.
No offense, Jeremy.
Find Jesus right now.
He's gay. He's participating in sexual acts with other men.
The takeaway of how, like, the family values and the wonderful relationship when he fucking abandons his son.
His son. He hates his son. He can't stand his son.
The one who wanted to be the farmer. The one who wanted to take over the farm.
The one who kept the family fucking, like, legacy alive. Kept the house in good
Britain. Had the kid.
His son is the reason that all of that shit is able to happen, because that room is kept the way that it is. So,
But fuck that guy.
I have lots of issues with that movie.
Great music, though.
Oh, I love the music and the cinematography.
Amazing music.
Contact's better.
Contact is better.
I really enjoy, it's not my favorite Nolan film, but I really, really enjoy Insomnia. I think Insomnia is great.
See, I didn't like Insomnia that much.
I felt the tiredness. They did so well, I really felt the
No, so I've told the story. Melissa can back me up on this. We saw a screening in San Francisco, and in the middle of it, there's this Chinese dude snoring his ass off, and the theater just broke all the immersion of the Insomnia movie.
It's awesome.
So that might have affected it a little bit, but Melissa and I were like trying, and then we like, he didn't stop. So every time he'd snore, we'd laugh, and then other people started laughing in the theater. We're trying to hold in our laughter. We're trying to, and it just got ridiculous towards the end.
Yeah, was it Alan Ing? Insomnia. Well, I beat it.
Yeah.
That one he did, The Prestige. Have you heard of that? That's kind of a neat one.
That one's
the
fucking awesome.
Phenomenal film.
Memento's awesome. I love Memento.
Yeah, I like
Memento
a lot, yeah.
Guy Pearce.
Batman Begins. Awesome. Dark Knight. Awesome. Dark Knight Rises. Shit.
That movie sucks.
Lots of problems. Lots of problems. I get what he was trying to do, but lots of problems.
What was he trying to do?
What was he trying to do?
Well, he was trying to convey like this whole event going on for a significant period of time, but failed miserably in doing so.
Well, the one most unbelievable thing in that movie, I'm fine with now, like the police getting locked up and a whole city being taken over. I'm like, that would never fucking happen. And then I lived through fucking, The Summer of Love. I'm like, okay, maybe it could happen. But
let's put all the policemen in the sewer. Every fucking precinct.
Yep. Okay. I mean, it's not realistic. I hate when they put fake sports in this. Snyder did it too. I just like keep sports out of your fucking entertainment. Like, just keep it out.
We hate sports.
It's not you hate them. It's like, it's just cringe. And you can have them in the background, but don't like make it part of your movie, especially when the runner's running across the field. He doesn't hear all the explosions. It's like, come on, you would hear the fucking explosions.
The weird thing is they actually did explosions when you see how they practically did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. So, I mean, One of the funniest comments about the Odyssey is, "Hey man, it's awesome that that Nolan got real giants to play in the movie."
Did you see the post that was like he actually made a deal with Poseidon? And
I would have forgiven everything in the Dark Knight Rises if at the end, when he's got the bomb attached to the Batwing, and he just went, "Some days you just gotta get rid of a bomb."
That would have been so good. Dude, in Dark Knight, there is a callback to the 66 series, Terrence.
What?
Mask. Joker mask. The mask that he's wearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the 66 movie. Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say, Talia al Ghul, like, worst death scene in the history of movies. Certainly.
Probably. Talia al Ghul, knee brace, how Bane was defeated.
Terrible.
Like, it's all terrible. Like, him giving up over a woman. Are you fucking kidding me? This is written by Tom King.
Not just any woman. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Hello, beautiful. And you are beautiful. Are you, though?
I mean, you can almost see the Joker saying that. I mean,
yeah, he's a chaotic dude, okay?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't get a lot, you know?
Okay. He probably doesn't have any standards. That's all I'm saying.
There's a lot of problems with the Dark Knight Rises. A lot of problems.
Odyssey.
I feel like, unlike Tenet, if this one is really bad, it does way more damage to Nolan's, like, how people perceive him.
He's got to get his sound mixing thing fucking worked out.
Because it just keeps happening anyway.
Dude, Interstellar was a pain in the ass to watch. Mm-hmm. I had to turn it down all the time. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? I have Dolby Atmos, so I don't have, like, some shit system that works fine with every other movie. I appreciate his approach of being so, I don't know, Artur and keeping with film and keeping it old school. And yeah, you
did
need
to work on your sound. Did you hear Bane's original voice?
I slightly remember this from back in the day.
It literally could have been like this. You know, you drunk off the mask.
It was very muffled.
So the Corman Fantastic Four, they never did dubbing for the Doctor Doom. So that's what he sounds like throughout the entire movie.
Oh, well, that's it, right?
It's so funny. And it's still the best looking Doctor Doom that's ever
been.
I've never seen
Tenet. I've never cared to see it from
that's the thing.
What people said.
It just didn't. People just, like, sort of tolerate it. They just don't care. And I'm not saying it'll do damage to him in his ability to make movies. He'll be fine. I just mean, like, critically speaking, people will probably speak lower of Nolan typically if The Odyssey is terrible.
They're pining me for a daddy.
Well, it's just not something you should take lightly, you know? It's not every day you get to adapt that to that budget. So everyone's kind of like, hey, please don't screw this up.
So I think we saw Elliot Page in the trailer, which is good because there's a rumor going around, which I'm pretty sure came from Discussing Fish, that Elliot Page was going to play the ghost of Achilles. And they're like, they end up talking about his son. So that was
Achilles' son. Could you imagine Elliot Page being Achilles?
Yes, I could. It is 2026 and we live in the world we live in. Dude, absolutely.
I want to see Brad Pitt, Elliot Page.
That would be cool. If you got Brad Pitt, that would be fucking awesome.
I want the memes. I want those memes of those two next to Achilles. 20, what memes, Troy?
22,020.
Okay, so 22,020 for Troy, and then you could have 2026 Elliot Page.
Second heel. Get that second heel, let me down.
Troy's a fun movie.
Troy is, I think, a very underrated movie.
I love Brian Cox as Agamemnon. He's having so much fun with it, yelling at everybody.
Imago Lewis with a $5 says, "I want The Odyssey to fail spectacularly just to felt Jeremy King Cobra." Wow. That's, dude, no.
Why does Jeremy has a dog pee-pee next to his face?
What?
There's a lot of stuff wrong. Please subscribe.